Hi there, I am Gabriel, once again back with another topic called healthcare marketing. Today we're going to talk about the entire healthcare operations, the marketing, the strategies and all these things. So this is the first one. This is actually the first chapter, you can say. I come with an experience of more than 22 years into various things, marketing, sales, HR. Today I'm going to speak about healthcare marketing. So. Just to let you know that, you know, the healthcare marketing is very different what is happening right now in the Indian healthcare market. When you look from a perspective, Indian healthcare is going various ways. Today, if you go to a hospital or if you go to some other places, it looks in a very different thought process, right? So we will understand each and everything in detail. We'll try to see what is healthcare, what is marketing, how healthcare is improving in India. What are the strategies that we can adopt to, you know, work in the healthcare marketing? So to start off with, first we need to understand the meaning of hospital operations. Now, why this is important is because if you don't understand the hospital operations, then how can we, you know, create a marketing dynamic for the hospital operations? So the first thing is, it's one of the most widely accepted definition is, according to the American Marketing Association, is a professional organization for marketing practitioners and educators, which defines marketing as a process of planning and executing the conception, pricing, promotion, and distribution of ideas, goods, and services to create exchanges that satisfy the individual and organizational objectives. So what it means is, it's a process. First of all, it's a process. So what is the process all about? It's a process of planning. What do you plan? The entire thing, how many number of beds, patients, what kind of doctors would be coming, is there a OPD or is there any other way to take care of the patients, plus what are the other things that are going on. That's the planning part. Then the execution of the conception of the planning. Okay, then the pricing, you know, the pricing, what kind of pricing would happen, how would it happen, promotion. If you see today, I mean, in most of the advertisement, they do come up with hospitals. Various, whether we talk about Fortis, or we talk about Bridge Candy, or any hospitals around India. Then the most important part is the goods and services that can satisfy the individual. Now, when you're talking about hospital operations, we also have to understand that the hospital cannot be without the patient. It has to be with the patient, plus there is an organizational objective. Maybe to be one of the finest provider in cardiovascular, or maybe one of the finest hospitals in neurosurgery. If you see in Mumbai or Bombay specifically, there are hospitals renowned for certain, you know, surgeries or certain kind of diseases, whether it is lifestyle, whether it's normal, whether it's acute or chronic, whichever way you can think of. So those are the objectives. That's the first one. The second one is, you know, the definition of marketing is very different these days. If I go back 10 years or 5 years ago, it was typically based on what I have as a product, you know. So basically I have product A and then I start the marketing based on that product. Today's marketing is focused on the consumer, what they want or what they need, whether it can be an individual patient, it can be a physician or from an organization. Now when I say organization out here, I'm talking about hospitals. Okay, there are pharmaceutical companies which comes with industrial medicines or individual medicines. So you have to understand the definition actually contains the key ingredients of marketing, which will lead to consumer satisfaction. Now, this is a very key word here. When I say consumer satisfaction, I'm not saying 10 years ago, the hospitals never thought about consumer satisfaction. They thought. But today, the consumer satisfaction is more from a marketing point of view. And that is increasing in healthcare, or consumer satisfaction is the key issue. When I say key issue, that means today when I walk into a hospital, I would like to have a sense that what kind of hospital am I walking into, right? For example, you will find there are various different categories of hospital. There are nursing homes, there are small hospitals, there are big hospitals, the number of beds that they have. Some hospitals today do have their own medicine counter to sell, so you don't have to go out. So initially, if I remember back in the day when I was young, when I was studying, and if anything happened to my parents or my family members, we used to go to the hospital and they used to say, you know, we used to ask that, where would I get this medicine? They used to say, you know, walk out of the hospital, there is a shop by the name X and you can get the medicines from there. Today, you don't have to walk out of the hospital. So the key factor out here is leading to consumer satisfaction. Consumer satisfaction is the key in today's marketing. There are few elements in marketing. Forget healthcare as of now. If I look from a marketing perspective, the first term that comes into the consideration is a marketing research. You might have a question, what kind of marketing research happens in hospitals? I'll come to it. Then comes the product, the price, the place, and the promotion. So think from a perspective that a new hospital is coming up. One of the biggest thing I can say, I remember a hospital called the Seven Hills Hospital in Andheri East. Now, if you look at the Seven Hills Hospital, I still remember when it started, they actually did a research of what kind of patients that they can get, you know, from that perspective. So what kind of consumers leading up to here? What kind of consumers can come into this hospital? They never thought of price in the first place. They thought, okay, if this is the case, can we have a surgical procedure out here without any hiccups? Whether we can have, you know, gastroenterology, whether we can have gynecs, whether we can have any other lifestyle diseases, can we have an OPD, which is outdoor patient division? So these are all the research that gets into the healthcare. Then comes your product. Now here, the product is not like a singular product. If I can talk about, let's say, a Ford or something. Here, the product is the hospital itself or the healthcare itself. So there are two things. Healthcare as an industry is huge in the current market scenario. So from that, that is what the product is. Then comes your price. Okay, what price do you have? Okay, if you have 50 beds, then what is the bed? If you go to today's hospital, to be very honest with you, you have classification of beds. You have a general bed, you have a semi-deluxe, then you have a deluxe, and then you have a premium. Now, what does it mean? Very simple put together, general bed is where you will be after your look after or after your surgeries or anything, where you get a general bed, like with all the patients put together. But a semi-deluxe room might be kind of a separate room for you where you get separate treatment with the nurses and the IRs and all these things. Then you have premium rooms, which comes with ACs and TVs. So these all things, initially, I never thought in a hospital there would be a television. Today, if you go to a hospital, you will find there is a television. And in that television, you will be able to see what kind of things they are giving at. I still remember when I had a gallbladder stone operation. Because I had a package, so I took a deluxe room. In that deluxe room, I actually had a television where there was Tata Sky. I was watching sports, I was watching movies, I was watching serials, I was watching any other movies that can happen. So that means today, before and after operation or looking after a lifestyle disease or looking after a treatment, they're also looking from a perspective of how the patient is treated in there. And that's why that classification. If you have money, you will go for it. Then comes the place where the hospital is located. Do you have a parking space or not? How big is the parking space? Today, when you walk in, I mean, looking at Bombay like a place, most of the people would have cars. So if there is no parking, or if the parking is little bit in a different way. Like if you go to Breach Candy might be one of the best hospitals in Mumbai, but their parking is a little bit problematic. So they might park somewhere else. So the place is a concern. And then the promotion. Who are the doctors? Let's say the best neurosurgeon is here for one day. That's one of the promotions. The second, the best cardiovascular doctor is here. The best, orthopedic surgery happens here. So this is how the four P's in healthcare works in today's elements of successful marketing in healthcare. Now, guys, please understand everything in today's scenario goes through a marketing dynamic. The research, the product, the price, the place, the promotion. I'm told that the suburbs of Bombay, they are building huge hospitals with 100 beds. And the way they are promoting is they put up an ad on the highways telling that, you know, X hospital is opening on so-and-so date with so many number of beds. And then they promote also that these are the doctors that can be visiting here. Today, if you walk into a hospital, you will see they give you a file. Trust me, when I was young, when I used to go to hospital, I never saw a file. So there is a file. In that file, they tell you everything. What are the doctors available? What time they are available? What is the thought process? What are the other facilities that you have? So it is like they are rechurning the patient so and so. And that is where marketing takes into the place. And that's what the key in promotion. So when you say successful marketing healthcare, it is a mixture of everything. The research that it goes through. Okay, one more question to all of you. Think from a perspective, you're working in a hospital as a marketing manager and you've been asked, can you find a good location where I can open up the hospital? You know, it's a very different example. It's not typically from healthcare, but I would like to quote this as an example. And if you can think through, how many of you know DMart? Okay, now, according to the first marketing resource team of DMart, they said, we will not open everywhere. We will only open store where the density of the population in that area is more than 1,000 or 1,500 per square meter, something like that. They had a thought process. Now, what is the reason of that? The reason of that is they want more footfalls in that particular store so that there everything gets into the buying and selling. The second market research they did was they do not have anything on loan basis. They do not take anything on lease. Every DMart store that you see is either built by them or they buy it, the entire place. So the reason for that is they don't have to pay a lease amount or a rent amount for a long period of time. They're not even thinking about what product will sell, what will the price. They're doing a market research on the place. Okay. Second, the people who will come to DMart. Now there are certain places where the place is a concern because they don't have a parking space. But there are certain places, I have seen certain places in DMart when I was doing a research for DMart is, there are certain DMart in suburbs area where the parking is huge. One thing I can remember probably in Nahur Mulund area, the DMart has such a big parking space that it can actually give a competition to the parking problem in Mumbai. But that is only for DMart. So think from that perspective. When you are thinking from a hospital perspective, these all caters. So always remember the research is the first, then the product, the hospital itself. How am I pricing it? Am I pricing it for everyone? Back in the day, I still remember, I can give an example. My grandfather was detected with a heart problem. So we had to go for a pacemaker. Now, where I used to stay in Calcutta, from there, it was almost 10 kilometers away to go to a hospital to find a proper pacemaker and a doctor. And in those days, it was the doctor who used to give you a guidance that go to hospital A or hospital B. This is where I can take you. Today, it's the other way around. It's the hospital that is calling the doctors. And that is how they're promoting it. They're promoting it from a perspective that, you know, today we have Dr. A, who is the best in neurosurgery in Bombay. Today we have Dr. B, who is the best in orthopedics, who can do joint knee replacements or gel replacements in the knee or any kind of bone. Bombay Hospital is known for neurosurgeries. The best neurosurgeons go to Bombay Hospital. That's the promotion of Bombay Hospital. Isn't there any other thing that happens in Bombay Hospital? Yes. The best example of healthcare or the marketing of healthcare is Fortis. Now, why do you think I'm taking the example of Fortis? If you walk into Fortis, they have every doctor under the roof. They have the best doctors, whether it is psychiatric, whether it is mental health, whether it is diabetes, whether it is acute and chronic, whether it is cardiovascular, whether it is orthopedic, they have every doctors. And they give you an option that, you know what, these are the doctors we have. Which one would you prefer? So then there is a question at the reception. So the reception now being the entry point of the healthcare market research, what kind of customers are walking to us? And trust me, the healthcare in India is changing rapidly. So if you want to pursue a career in this, your understanding of this five or marketing research and four P's is crucial. I hope you've got the understanding. You can do a research in all these things. What are the hospitals? Why they have taken, like if I give you the Fortis Vashi, they have located a place which is kind of serene. I mean, there is a backwaters kind of a thing beside the hospital. The road is not very crowded, they have parking space inside and outside of the hospital. So one day I was speaking to one of the, because of my research work, I was speaking to one of the marketing guy in that hospital. That person said that, you know what, Gabriel? Today we want to think that the person who is walking in, he already have a problem in their mind, that their relative is not well or whatever it is. We don't want to give them any other problems, whether it is parking, whether it is getting a bed, whether it is something. In Fortis, because one of my relative came here for some surgeries and work, they said, sir, you please check up, because it's an emergency, we'll first put you to a bed, then we'll do the other proceedings. So it's not like that you have to fill up a paper. I mean, Munna Bhai MBBS can be a wonderful example of, do you want to fill up the form first, or do you want to take that guy for the checkup? So I'm not saying you have to be a Munna Bhai, but think from that perspective. So everywhere the healthcare is evolving, so is the marketing of healthcare. So you cannot just, you know, fix your idea. Okay, this, if this is my product, then this only can be the price. No, you have to be more thinking on your feet. Are we clear? Excellent. Let us move on. Now, the first one, as I said, the most important one. Once again, everything in marketing is a process. What we look is the outcome. I will give you another example. I hope most of you know the Tata Cancer Hospital in Parel. To be very honest with you, just to give you from a numbers perspective, every day there are 1,000 new entry in that hospital. Trust me, guys, it's one of the best cancer treatment hospitals in Mumbai. Parel Hospital, which is the Tata Memorial Cancer Hospital, if you go in there, you will find that it's one of the densely populated hospitals in Mumbai. Every day, and you will see there are people walking. They have a very fixed process. Again, one of my aunt came here, so I know from there, and I was a patient party, the way they say it. The first thing they asked me, have you got a place to stay? So I was like, you know, kind of surprised why they're asking me whether I've got a place to stay or not. The second thing they asked, how are you traveling here? So, you know, I was like, I have come for a treatment. I mean, what? How does it matter where I stay? Then the person told me, sir, the process of tests, the oncologist is an entire day process. You cannot just leave your patient, go back your home and come back. So if you're staying beyond 10 kilometers, we will create the way of testing in that way. And just to let you know, because of Tata Memorial Hospital, if you look at that entire Parel area, there are several one room, two rooms have been created for that. So that you don't have to think that where will I stay. Yes, there is a cost involved. But again, market research. They're thinking from the customer's need. Tata Memorial would have very well said, tomorrow morning 10 a.m. is your test. You have to be here by 9:30. They are least bothered where I stay. But think from that perspective, the research that they're doing. They're asking, where do you stay? Because the dynamics of Mumbai, if you are from Mumbai, you'll understand. A person who is coming from Panvel or Kharghar, reaching there at 10 o'clock is a big concern because of the Vashi toll naka. Because you see, there are a lot of traffic. If you're coming from the Domivili side, then you have to cross two lines. One is the central line, and then you have to come to the western line because it's in Parel. So they are trying to tell you that, you know, you will be spending your entire 8 to 10 hours here. So it's better you find a house there. So for my aunt, I found somewhere near Parel where I found a room, because initially they were staying at my place in Koparkirani, which is New Bombay. But it was very, and okay, there are also buses by Ramakrishna Mission from Vashi to Parel for the cancer patients only. So there are everybody to help you out, but the hospital people are saying that this is how you can take care. So they are taking care of your needs. Not only they're thinking from that, okay, he has paid X money for this test, then we don't have to be thinking about. Remember this one. It's a very key ingredient in the marketing research. And that's why that line, gathering of data from customers to identify their needs. Where do you stay? How far will you travel? Because cancer is not an easy thing, guys. Let me be put it in a little bit emotional way. It drains not only the patient, but also the people who are involved with the patient. I used to spend 10 to 12 hours every day in that Parel hospital, although I had a place to stay in Bombay. So I took a call that, okay, let me stay nearby to Parel so that Because the reports there, now I do not know what happens. The report time, the report window used to open from 9 to 10. Because the doctor's visit used to start from 10:30. So you have to collect the report from 9 to 10. And then imagine if you're doing a 9 to 10 and the patient has to be ready. So if you, for example, a person, if he stays at somewhere near Panvel or Raigarh district, which is just beyond Panvel, imagine what time the person has to wake up and come to the hospital, plus the food. So they take care of that need. So that's the efficiency of market research. The basic of marketing starts with 4P. Any marketing. You want Apple, 4P, product, price, place, and promotion. Why do you think Apple opened only two stores in India? One in BKC and one in Delhi. Delhi, I think it's in Saket Bihar. And in Bombay, it's in BKC. Why do you think? And they did not open iPhone stores for the last 10 years. Their product and price and the promotion was the same. Place was not there. You have to buy it online or you have to buy it through some other place. The same thought process should go into healthcare industries. What products am I selling in that healthcare industries? Okay. In the hospital operation, there are two kind of hospitals that we can take. One, typically what we call as private hospitals, which is run by a corporate setup, and one are the government hospitals. If you see in the government hospitals, the OPD accommodates, in my understanding, if I talk about SIGN, which is kind of government hospital, caters to more than 1,000 OPD patients in a day. You have to have a ticket a day in advance to go to see a doctor. I will tell you my example of one of the best way for the product and the price. I was traveling by train and, you know, Mumbaikers typically get into that habit of crossing the tracks. There are a lot of people, trust me, in Bombay, people who travel in train, they typically cross the tracks. They don't go by the overbridge. I did it once. I broke my leg in Kurla, which is a station. So from Kurla, I went to Dadar in my office. They said, Gabriel, go to home. So I went to SIGN Hospital for a plaster because they said your leg is a hairline fracture. It's still there. Don't worry on that part. Don't worry because I'm standing, so it's a problem. No, it's okay. But there was a hairline fracture. So I had to go to OPD, take a ticket and wait for 4 hours. Why do you think today the promotion, the place, the product is becoming so important in healthcare is because the wait time in other hospitals is less than 1 hour. The person who came in as a doctor, I don't want to name that doctor, he had a X-ray in his hand and he said, you have to put in steel plate. The other guy said, I have a hairline fracture. You're saying I have to put in a steel plate? Then he said, oh, don't worry. It's a wrong X-ray. You're Gabriel, right? And yes, okay, no, your plaster would do. So I was like, see, it's not the question of did I had the money or not. Suddenly, if a doctor comes to you and says, you have to put in steel plate. Why? Because that doctor is doing surgery, is looking at OPD. Today, we will not find a doctor looking at both. A doctor who does a surgery in the morning will only look at OPD patients if he has time in the evening. Product. And they're thinking from consumer satisfaction. I'll be repeating this line throughout my lecture today. Consumer satisfaction. Okay. Think of this. Do not get me wrong. You have lectures in your colleges and you also have video lectures. Why do you think you have video lectures? We could easily go to a college. We could start the day. We could finish in 1.5 hours. We can have a direct interaction. That is where the product is becoming different. Initially in MBA colleges, it was simple lecture. Our industry expert would come, give a lecture for 2 hours. If you have questions, you go back. So in case he wanted to know more from that person, no way. Again, if the person comes in the next day or after a month, you will write down your questions and then you'll ask them. Today, even if there is a lecture in healthcare marketing, there is also a video. So you can now compare, okay, Professor A said this, Professor B said this. So your knowledge, knowledge is increasing. Why? Because the product specimen is changing. So always remember, this 4P are your controllable variables when you form a marketing strategy. You can control this 4. And look at anywhere. In a typical healthcare industry, let me give you another one, where I used to stay in Kopar Kherani, we had something called by the name of hospital. I'll not take the name. Now, I saw that hospital being made. It started with in one of the housing societies and then it moved on to a place. Why? Because the doctor who wanted to create that hospital wanted to do service to all. So at the end of the day, what happened was this hospital become very popular in the nearby vicinity, the locals and everything. So do you think the price played a big role there? Yes. Do you think the place played a bigger role there? Yes. Do you think product? Yes, because it's nearby. I have to walk. I still remember because of that hospital, the day I could not bear the pain of my gallbladder stone, which has a stone in your gallbladder. I walked to the hospital because of the place. Because in those days, there was only that one small hospital there who could do. And I had to wait almost, I think I got admitted in the night around 1:30 a.m. in the morning. And the doctor came around 12:30. So there was a gap of almost 10 to 11 hours. Today, you won't have to wait that much of time. The moment you are entering the hospital with the name, they know where to put you. So again, because these are controllable variables. And if you're working for one of these places, you have to think from a consumer satisfaction. Why do you think today every hospital has a feedback form? I mean, what would they do a feedback form? I never filled a feedback form in a hospital. But today, if you walk into a hospital, there is a feedback form. Forget everything. When my younger daughter was born in the hospital, or rather it's a nursing home, small place, a bed of what, around 15-20 beds. In that place also, after the discharge happened, they asked me, sir, can you fill up a feedback form? And the questions that was there, how did you find the place? How was the ease of finding the place? Was the doctor very courteous to you? How was the price? Do you think the price is too high? Okay, the medicines given to you, was it on a good price? So everywhere these controllable variables are there. And that's why a marketing is nothing but a mixture of these controllable variables where a business can pursue at a desired level. And ultimately it's sales. And that's why the sales and marketing mix happens on the four places. And always remember, this four P's can be controlled by you. May not be completely by you, but you need to understand how can you control them. That's the efficiency of four P. So the first P, a question. What do you think? What is a product? A product is nothing, but it represents a service, materialistic good, or ideas. In a very simple way, I'm not getting into a typical big names of what they say. In a very simple way, if they're offering services, it's a product. If they're offering ideas, like consulting firms, they offer ideas. And if it is a hardcore good, so if it is tangible or intangible form, because you can't see or see a service, you can feel a service. You can see a good. You can't see an idea till the time it is formed. So any which ways, it is either a service, an idea, or a good which is represented. In this context, a product is used typically from a healthcare service as an idea. So whenever we call it a product, we are not typically talking about healthcare as a product. We are talking about the healthcare services as a product or their ideas. What are they doing? What services are they offering? I'll let you know this. In one of the cases, in one of the hospitals, if you walk in, the first thing they do is they fill up a patient inquiry form. Simple, right? Back in my day, I never filled up anything called as patient inquiry form. Why? I'm not too sure. You know, I still remember with my father, he had a cerebral attack. And the simple question at the emergency was, what happened? Stroke. Okay, please, how many people are you? Okay, one, please take him to the ICU. One, please here to just give the name and anything. They never asked, do you have a health card or services or anything. Today, before you enter, there is a form that is being filled up. I remember my elder daughter had an eye problem and I had to go for a hospital. I had to write everything. Do you have a history of health problems? Yes. If yes, what was the last time you got operated? What was the operation on? So it is all related to that services that they're offered. So the term product in healthcare is typically used for the services or the ideas. In healthcare, the product has changed huge way. Today, when we walk into the hospital, you will find there are housekeeping people. One of the best examples I can quote, I went to a eye care hospital in Sanpada. And in that eye care hospital, the moment I entered, although you have to take a prior appointment to walk into the hospital, and after all taking all this prior appointment, you're given a number. The first question they ask is, sir, tea, coffee or water, whatever you want. Then they tell you that the wait time, what is there. So now they are completely focused on the services, because end of the day, when you go for an eye checkup, it's very simple. You have to read letters from bigger to small. You have to get into the affinity of your eye, whether it's a problem or not. Like I have a progressive power. So I used to ask them, progressive power is a problem or not, all these things. Now, once you get a new progressive power, when I got it from the hospital, they said, these are the problems you will face. The problems will last for so many number of days. If the problem doesn't go by this time, please come back to us. So they are not only looking at that, okay, I gave you a specs, my job is done. No, they're going for after sale services also. And that's why I said the product has changed drastically. The most critical. Today in Bombay, today there are private AC buses works as a shuttle. Okay, 5 years ago, we only had buses. There was no categorization of buses. So the BEST did a market research, and I still remember I filled a form, stated, do you want to travel in AC bus, yes or no? And if the prices are high, is there a problem for you? Today, people are willing to pay a price or a premium price for the services. They are not worried about whether that is not. The convenience factor has increased in today's generation or in the service industry or in the consumer satisfaction. What price will be represented is a very different thought process. A company will always provide a service, and in exchange of dollars or receipt of a service that satisfies. So the key again, consumer satisfaction and satisfying their need. There are hospitals who charges you 5,000 rupees for a deluxe room, 5,000 rupees. Healthcare in India as an industry is divided into various aspects. You will not find this kind of hospitals at suburbs or tier two towns because you can't pay a price like that. But if you come to cities like Mumbai or Delhi or Bangalore or let's say Hyderabad or let's say Calcutta, there are various kind of hospitals who their charges are different. And they showcase that, you know, this is your paying for this. I still remember when I had a gallbladder stone operation, when they said that you can go for a deluxe room according to your package, these are the services will be given to you. There would be a 24/7 ayah for you. There will be a 24/7 nurse for your need. And we will open up the Tata Sky for you. Imagine in a hospital, a nurse, I still can understand. Aya, what will she do? I understood. I need a bottle of water. I just rang the bell. Water came. I wanted to go to the washroom because I had all the cathedrals and everything. The Aya came. The nurse came and asked me, have you taken your medicines? I was thinking of my father's time, or at least after some time, at my elder brother's time. They will keep you at this time. This is the time you have to take the medicines. Today they come and tell you, sir, have you taken your medicines? So your price is dependent on the service you provide. And again, it's a need. And trust me, today if you go to a hospital, premium deluxe rooms and semi-deluxe rooms are booked first. Why? Convenience, consumer satisfaction, needs. So when you're putting up a price, when you're working on a price, you should think from that perspective.